What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Gritter III here, coming from Kansas City, Missouri here. This K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode here on the Triple P. Of course, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, here as we get you set for Labor Day weekend on the K-State side of things, folks, and busy times here out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, EG3's got a few things going on going into Labor Day weekend as well, Monday, and of course, next Sunday, big races there. I am definitely looking forward to that. That's been already been discussed on the EG3 podcast, which same platform as the Purple Project Podcast, the EG3 Podcast, underneath the 3Y Pod with EG3. Go feel free and check that out there as well. But K-State Volleyball will kick us off with the match against UMBC. The K-State Invitational goes down to, as I'm recording this on Thursday night, tomorrow night, so 24 hours away from that, UMBC kicks off the K-State Women's Volleyball season. Jason Mansfield, third season as head coach of this women's volleyball team, looks to take a couple steps forward this year. Got a good core, solid core of veterans, and got a good couple of young ladies as well. I'll have to do an episode on the roster at some point. But yeah, volleyball gets going 6:30. And of course, if you've been with us, whether it's the beginning of the year, 2 weeks ago, or since the very beginning of the Pro Project Podcast, not at the very beginning, because I didn't do that. I didn't do no postcast, I don't think. But since year one or year two, I have done postcasts after every K-State event, whether that's football with a reaction, men's women's basketball, for example, women's soccer, three games in. Well, they're going to be four games in when this comes out. They'll be playing UMass Lowell tonight, so that's going to be four postcasts there, so you're going to get a postcast after every game. So that's why I tell y'all, every day gets K-State Podcast right here, telling y'all, get locked in, get tapped into this podcast. We come at you every day, single day, at least 95.9% of the time there as well. So postcast after every K-State event, doesn't matter whether that's track and field, golf. You know the drill of this podcast. This is a unique podcast, so we try to do it differently than all the other K-State podcasts out there. That's why I am what I am, so unique, right? So UMBC starts it off Friday night, postcast, after this ball game. Well, it'll more likely come after the day after tomorrow, which will be Saturday, which leads into Saturday anyways. Volleyball, so you got that going on, and they're going right back in the morning. So, well, actually, it's already... Hold on a second. Yeah, so UMBC Delaware. So this is, again, a K-State Invitational going down Friday, tomorrow. Well, tomorrow and Saturday. I want to say Sunday as well. Let me fast forward here to Sunday. Yep. Yeah, so K-State volleyball team. The volleyball team is off. Meanwhile, of course, you're going to get a pregame and a reaction from the North Dakota game. The first home game. Which could have been, might have been Iowa State anyways, but North Dakota, not North Dakota State, North Dakota, just North Dakota, the first home game at Bill Steiner Family Stadium this year goes down 6 o'clock Saturday night, stripe out game. So I know it's coming off of a tough loss against Iowa State. The air balloon kind of fizzled out a little bit after that, and boy, oh boy, it'll be a time to now, between now, next week, Army, got Arizona, UCF, but starting with North Dakota, boy, it'd be a nice time to rein in the troops a little bit. Rein in everybody and start working on things now because that's it. So, yeah, so crazy. And, of course, got the news yesterday, no Dylan Edwards in this game. We'll talk about that in the pregame when I record that tonight as well. So, yeah, busy morning and night for the Pro Project Podcast, recording these episodes, and of course, are getting these out to you throughout Labor Day weekend. Yeah, so no Dylan Edwards for this ball game, so that's going to put more emphasis, and will we see Antonio Martin for the first time in 2025? We'll see about that. We saw Devon Rice last week in Ireland. Well, I wasn't in Ireland, but when Cats were in Ireland, saw Devon Rice. And, of course, Joe Jackson had to pick up the pace a little bit. Not pick up the pace, but had to get the bulk of the carries there for Kansas State on the offensive side of the ball. But more on this game in the pregame as well. So, 6 o'clock, North Dakota. And, again, I also got a notification, too, that of the construction there as well. And no surprise, every year, shouldn't be surprised, folks. Should not be surprised, K-State Nation. Every single year, at least since the existence of this podcast, got an update about the first game of the year, construction around Bill Steiner Family Stadium, Manhattan. Oh, yeah. So definitely be careful out there when you're traveling. And, yeah, K-State football will need to start picking up the pieces after that loss against Iowa State last week. And then, of course, flipping the script, the Sunday, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, this Labor Day K-State Athletics Weekend Preview Edition. Sunday, K-State is back on the court. Morgan Family Arena, by the way, and they will take on Delaware. Well, this is a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. So they're off. So they start on Friday night and Sunday. So Delaware is the opponent for K-State Women's Volleyball at home on Sunday afternoon, and that starts at 1. And then, to put a bow on Labor Day weekend, Hartford, K-State Women's Soccer. Maybe by the time we listen to this, could be still undefeated. We'll see about that. but they'll be playing Hartford, 10:30. But before that, EG3 will look to make a huge statement in Leawood on Monday as he returns to the 5K scene for the first time in quite a while. I know everybody's going like, wait, where Eddie at? Where Eddie been at? Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh. He ready, baby. He's ready. He's been fired. I've been fired up for quite a while. And it's just going to continue to build. And I am going to be, I'm just warning y'all now. I'm going to be a loose cannon. I'm going to cut that thing loose. Just like I did 2 years ago. Just like I feel like I'm a little bit more faster than I was 2 years ago. Hopefully that prove a point. I'm just ready to get out there and send a message to Kansas City. So there's that. Don't get me started. That we'll be turning over to the Hartford. But Hartford. So you got me 7:30 in Leawood, and then you have Hartford for K-State Women's Soccer at 10:30 on the road as they continue their four-game trip, road trip. So Hartford, I will do a preview on them this weekend because I already did a preview on UMass Lowell. When y'all listen to this, that UMass game anyway should be over anyway because you got the preview and then you got the game and all that. We'll have obviously a postcast of the UMass Lowell game and the Hartford game match as well. 10:30. Labor Day morning, folks. That's Central Time. That's 11:30 East Coast time. So that's 11:30 Northeast time, folks. Woo! So there's that. So that's kind of to put a bow on things for Labor Day. And, of course, you got a lot. So fall sports going to be kicking in high gear. And, obviously, volleyball will host NC State on Wednesday. So you're gonna have an off day on Tuesday for athletics, and then Wednesday gets everything going again there as well. So I'm gonna put a stop right there because that is Labor Day weekend in a nutshell. And really the rest of the week that I'm looking at right now. Army, obviously, Nebraska for soccer, and then of course Plaza 10. Ooh, boy, that's going to be a big week coming up. So try not to jump the gun too far ahead, trying to, like, stay calm. Keep it composed here, folks, till Monday. Keep it tight, Eddie. Keep it tight till Monday, baby. But K-State sports there, that's put a wrap on this weekend, on Labor Day weekend. If y'all are traveling, K-State Nation, throughout the weekend, definitely stay safe out there. Safe travels throughout the weekend there as women's volleyball gets underway. The regular season gets underway for them, led by Anaya Clinton, Shaylee Myers, Ava LeGrand and company. Brenna Schmidt and company will lead their bunch there in hopes to get their season off to a strong start as well. Meanwhile, football looks to bounce back this weekend against North Dakota. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily or I'm just to record Kansas State content, Podbean app. Fresh content right now over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. But to access that, you have to download the Podbean app to do so and type in G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Apostle S Podcast for more bonus coverage of myself and Alex Aiden. The fresh episodes up there now. And, of course, pass the baton along to other K-State fans about this podcast, including new students about Triple P, the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all next time.